You, Nick.
Right. So, as we know, it's horribly cold out. I hope everyone's doing okay with that. But we only have about 2 days left of, like, the worst of it. So, today, we had a high of 16 degrees. Tonight is a low of zero. Tomorrow morning is going to be the worst. And then, after tomorrow morning, it should warm up a little bit. We got 17 degrees and sunny tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
And only 10 degrees at night, so that's an improvement.
Okay.
Thursday, 23 and cloudy. Friday, 21, partly cloudy. And this weekend looks pretty good. Saturday is 24 and partly cloudy. And Sunday is 31 with some light snow. So, yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm looking forward to more sun. Like, the sun today was pretty nice.
Yeah, I'll take, like... I'll take slightly colder weather if it's sunny. But, I mean, today is, like, not this cold, but...
Yeah.
Like, today was. I'd rather it be 20 and sunny than... I don't know. Would you rather it be 20 and sunny or 30 and cloudy? Well, that's 30, a big difference.
30 and flirty.
30 and flurry.
No, I'd rather it be 20 and sunny.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. News. There was a killer whale recently spotted balancing a salmon on its head. Which was very intriguing to scientists and orca watchers.
I feel like I've heard about this.
I did too, I think.
Yeah, it said... Well, then it says they were previously seen doing this in the 1980s.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen very often.
I mean, I feel like they're always like, oh, it does that because then the female knows that it can, that it's a good predator and that it's, like, nifty. But really, it just likes to play. I just made that part up. Nick, weigh in.
No, that's not... Well, this just says it could be used as part of a social behavior. So that makes sense. That's a good explanation. Or that it could be saving the salmon to share with another member of its pod.
I feel like social behavior studies of animals is so cute. And, like, it's kind of, like, silly. But, like... It's just, like, so, like, when I was on that safari, like, literally every time an animal would do anything, we'd be like, why is it doing that? Why is it doing that? And, and the guy would just, like, try to explain it, but, like, he probably didn't actually. Like, but it was, like, urgent. We're like, oh, my God, it's, like, it's walking, the baby's walking away right now. Like, what's going on?
Meanwhile, yeah, it's just, like, wandering.
Yeah, no, it's just, like, not everything has to mean something.
But maybe it does, because, I mean, if you're an animal and you just, like, don't really have a lot of...
Yeah. Well, I feel like the fact that it's they're just playing is, like, the best, like, social... Like, that's the best thing you could come to, is that they're just playing.
Really cute, too.
Yeah.
They need to pass the time. Okay. Well, I guess we'll keep getting into some more music. This... song that I'm starting with is my fave artist right now, Rachel Chinnariri, and I've played a couple of her songs before, and I just was obsessed with her over break, and yeah, I want to share. So this is The Hills by Rachel Chinnariri, and I'm going to work on that for when I come back.
That I Back in the arms of make-believe, back to the shade of the cherry tree. I'm in love with the shape of you and the way you move. I'm in love with your off-brand shoes and your daddy issues. See, I don't need more than simple things, just a simple kind of love. You don't need to buy me fancy bling. See, all I need is you, girl. Baby, know you got me feeling so crazy. No need to try to prove me nothing. And baby, you should leave your pride at the door and let go. Cause I love you. There's no need to pretend to be someone new. You're ordinary's enough for me. Just treat me right. Baby, just treat me right, yeah. And I don't wanna give you sympathy. Know that I'm so easy to please. And lately I don't need nothing but you and me. In reality, none of that matters to me. Baby, you know you got me feeling so crazy. No need to try to prove me nothing. And baby, you should leave your pride at the door and let go.
Hey, you were just listening to Ordinary by Umi, and before that was Solo by The Aces, and then before that was My Fun by Suki Waterhouse, and then the first song was The Hills by Rachel Chinori.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are waiting for the pronunciation, there it is.
Listen, I feel like I can say it in my head, but you should look her up. When you look at that,
the vowels
word,
are really
it's like
trippy.
Really confusing. The R-I-R-I at the end. Everyone look her up and listen to her music.
Take out
She's
your
really
phones
good.
And look her up right now.
Yep, Rachel Chinori.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, something to say about Suki Waterhouse.
Yeah, please.
Have you seen that show that she's in that's like about Fleetwood Mac?
No.
Wait, what show am I talking about?
I know that
Daisy
I, like,
Jones
saw
and the Six.
Oh!
It's really good. You should watch it.
Oh my god, I started reading that and I really liked it, but it was right before coming to college, like freshman year, and then I just like I got a little distracted, and then I'm really not good at picking up a book after I stop. Like,
yeah,
because
I feel like there's
back.
Like you either start over and then it's like come on, or you like just keep going and it's like you literally have no
I'm
idea
like,
what's
I
happening.
Don't know what's happening. I know I was reading this book last winter and I stopped reading it, and then now I see that it's actually like pretty popular and people really like it, so I'm like, oh, maybe I should like
wait, what book?
Read it. It's called like Drive the Plow Over Your Bones or like something.
Oh, I feel
like
I remember
that.
When you were reading that.
Yeah, it
That's
was
such a
it took place in the yeah
title.
And it took place in the winter, and she's like in the woods in the deep snow, and I'm like, I can't read this.
Oh yeah, I don't think I feel like
it's
I don't
too cold.
Love books that are about like survival.
Yeah, I don't like thinking about being in the snow in the cold. Yeah. Like, that, like, makes me
That's probably why we like upset. Cozy video games so much.
Yeah, I just want to play Animal Crossing. I'll read Daisy Jones and the Six. I've heard such good things about that book.
Yeah, I really did like it. And Suki Waterhouse really cool in it, I feel like.
She's so gorge.
And also, the Bob Dylan movie, let me talk about that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really good.
I thought it was really good, too.
But also, It didn't, like, blow my mind. But I thought that Joan Baez's character was just, like, literally so cool.
Yeah.
But maybe that's, like, I feel like they made her, like, just, like, a random cool girl. But I guess that's who she was to Bob Dylan, you know?
I don't know, like, anything about her. So, to me, I feel like she could have just been a random cool girl.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. I feel like I liked the movie. I thought, obviously, his behavior was really frustrating. And if it wasn't Timothy Chalamet, I might not have liked the movie as much.
Really?
Yeah.
What if it was...
Because, well, what if it was back to...
Barry Keoghan from Saltburn?
No, I couldn't. I would... That would be really bad.
What if it was Michael Cera?
I would like it.
Right answer.
Yeah. No, the thing about Timothy, it's not that him in the movie, like, he wasn't, it's not like, oh my god, I loved seeing Timothy, but I think of Timothy as just so funny. Like, I don't know. We've talked so much about him, and he has such a funny, like, social media presence that I just will love anything he does. And then, once we were watching Wonka... I was like, no, he's perfect.
I just can't believe he pulled that off. Like, I bet that he said yes, and his PR team was like, no, don't do Wonka. And then he was like, no, I'm doing it. And then he came out with that trailer, which was, like, actually, I don't know if you saw the trailer, but it was, like, the worst trailer ever. And then the movie ended up being, God. Like...
Did you finish it?
No. And then the first 20 minutes of the movie ended up being good. I was telling Sarah that I started watching Wonka, and she was like, oh, how far did you get? Like, what songs did you get to? And then she was, like, listing off the songs, and she was like, so Scrub Scrub. And I was like, yeah, got to Scrub Scrub. And then she was like, did you get to the Well, There's Chocolate song? And I was like, I think that was the last one we got to. I think
that's the one when they're, like, floating around.
Yeah.
With the chocolate.
Yeah, but she, like, really stands that movie. In a way that I've never seen anyone care about that movie.
I watched it and I forgot that I ever saw it, but then when we were watching it again, it's just Timothy. Another example, like, if it wasn't Timothy in that movie, I would not really care for it. But it's not because I, like, love this actor so much. He's, I just, like, think he's so funny. Like,
I feel like he's just so, like whatever he's in, I'm like, okay, I'll hear it out. Like,
yeah, I'll give it a chance. Does he have anything new coming out? I'm sure, like, he's got Dune something. 3. Dune, I never got behind.
Dune is, like, his most abstract work, I feel like.
I don't know. Dune is just, like, the most legit thing. He's, like...
Yeah.
But that's actually not true, because the Bob Dylan movie was... And also Beautiful Boy. And Call Me By Your Name. He's in a lot of things.
He's been in a lot of legit
stuff. The only
stuff.
Thing he wasn't legit in it was Wonka.
No, he was in this other movie that's like... It's supposed to take place on Cape Cod.
Wait, is it A Rainy Day in New York?
No. But I remember Penelope was talking about that one. No, there's one he's in on Cape Cod where he's like a drug dealer.
It's when he's really young. I watched that.
And I feel like it's not good.
Oh, I liked it. No, I'm just kidding. I don't remember it. But
I might have liked it.
I don't remember, like, a thing about it.
Yeah. I don't really either. And he's in Interstellar. People love that one.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys care that we've been talking about Timothy Chalamet for, like, 10 minutes?
Do you have any input?
Yeah. Anything to say?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, raise your hand if you're a fan.
Of Timothée Chalamet?
Yeah. This is just for the people in this room.
You're not a fan, Nick?
I just haven't seen enough to consider myself a fan.
Of him as a person, though?
Yeah.
I've had such a roller coaster.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was out for 2024, but then he got back in just in time. No,
we've literally probably
we've canceled
used him,
him
as an out on the show.
We've like clowned him, and now
I think we're praising him.
Yeah, now we're praising him.
I could talk about him forever. Well, he he's redeemed himself from his downfall that we decided was a downfall. It wasn't
his wildlife
really
corridor downfall.
Yeah, and then now he's back up.
I know, he's like on the edge of his seat right now, like waiting to see what Wildlife Corridor has to say about him.
It's gonna get published. He's waiting.
It's a rave review.
Yeah, our thoughts on the Bob Dylan movie. It's not even about the movie, it's just about Timothy.
It's like,
and it's not even about his performance in the movie, it's just about the fact that he's in it.
Like, what movies he's in. I'm imagining a headline that's like, Wildlife Corridor reviews Bob Dylan movie, and then it's like, the quotes is like, he's been in Beautiful Boy, he's been he's been in Dune 1 and 2, he's been in Call Me By Your Name.
I have nothing to say about it. He was in this movie in Cape Cod, can't remember what happened.
We don't think we liked it. Yeah, but right now he's up.
Yeah. If anyone needs an opinion on Timothy, take
we
ours.
Have some.
And tune back in next month. It'll probably be different.
Yeah. That's one that's very, very dynamic. The Timothée Chalamet standing. So you can never... Don't write it down in pen. Was that just an expression that I made up? Did you like it?
I like it.
Yeah,
thank you. I've been trying to make up expressions.
Do you write in pen or pencil?
Pen.
Really?
I cross out a lot.
I don't. I write in pencil.
Mm.
Mechanical.
I mean, that's pretty clean, girl.
Really?
I think so.
One time, I asked Anthony to bring me pencils, and he brought me number 2 pencils.
Oh, my God.
Unsharpened.
Get a clue.
He's like, you don't have a pencil sharpener? I was like, no. But I appreciated the thought, I guess.
Does he write with number 2 pencils?
No, he writes in pen.
Oh. So that...
Yeah.
I got that.
Okay. I guess we'll play some more music. And if anyone wants to call in and talk about Timothée Chalamet, then please
you
do.
You have our full attention.
It's 802-656-4399. Okay. Next, we have Olivia Dean. Be my own boyfriend.
Just what I need. Stole my heart and I She's there.
Oh,
You just heard Back in My Body by Maggie Rogers. And before that was Lucy by Kali. And before that was Genius by Raven Lene. And then the first song of that set was Be My Own Boyfriend by Olivia Dean. And yeah. Honestly, that might be it for right now. Because I don't know. We're all hungry in the stew. We're talking about what we're making for dinner. But
yeah.
I don't know if you guys really care so much. And in this next set, we have a lot of new releases that... Well, the first song is not. The first song is from our weather wizard, Nick. And then after that are all songs that have been reviewed on our WRUV website. So if you like them, you should check out the reviews and check out all the other songs. So, yeah. We'll first start off with Hit 'Em Up Style. Oops. By Blue Cantrelli. Enjoy.
While he was scheming, I was beaming in the beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Soleil and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. Oops, there goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me, and that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you own. Hey ladies, when your man wanna give up,
So this is it. A day triple big flip trick. And forget it. But the words are coming back down by of my head. I can't stand being a problem one. Sip it up into the heat. No words on my diary. Two fans and a guy. Then I'm running inside. Living again.
Hey, you were just listening to Blue Left Hand by the Oracle Sisters. And then before that was Alternate Reality by Weep Wave. And the before that was So This Is It by Huxley. And
so basically, we all want to go to a ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, DJ Jester said that in her new year, one of her resolutions is to wear one of those big dresses.
Like with the, what is it called? A hoop?
I just said it was like a hoop.
Yeah, boning perhaps. like as like the part of the dress.
Yeah. And what I wanted to add on to that was I'm really upset that we get this opportunity, prom, in high school where you get to wear this like beautiful gown, and
yeah,
like
that's so true.
That's it. When like I never get to again. Dress like that again, and I love that. I want to really bad, and I want to like, yeah, do that. And that's what I'm saying. And I'm saying it's not fair that you only get to do that when you're like 16 years old. Like I want to do it
so
when I'm 22.
Like, oh my god, I feel like I need to have like a ball themed dinner party.
Yes.
Except like, it's gonna have to be like a while down the line, so everyone has time to get their materials.
Yeah, and you'll have to have like a pretty big space.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if our apartment could host that.
Yeah, and it probably shouldn't be on a rug. I feel like, because then we're gonna have to make everyone take their shoes off, and that's not like ball vibes.
Mm. Yeah.
So. In our next
in
apartment.
A few years, yeah, in we'll a few have years. That. And if anyone would ever call in, then you could have been invited.
Okay. But right now, it's a closed guest list.
Okay. And now it's 5:59, so our show is pretty much over, and we're going to be here next week, 4 to 6.
Yeah, we are.
This special is Wildlife Corridor.
Special, special, special thank you to Emma E. and Nick M.
For joining us.
For joining us in the stew today.
We could have never done this without them.
And may I just say, it's so good to be back. And we're super excited for you to join us again next Tuesday, 4 to 6.
See you next Tuesday!
And we will be seeing you next Tuesday.